Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, so many words, plus comedian Tommy Brennan and Chick's Toaster. It's on the way in just a minute.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hi, welcome.
I'm sorry, it's on my thing over here.
The Bob and Tom Show.
Okay, we got. Hey, look, as Chick McGee just said, there are a lot of words out there. How can we be expected to know all of them?
Exactly. Come on. Be realistic.
We all have a word we can't say properly. You can't say municipal.
It's, municipal. I really think about it.
Okay. I can't say bowl.
Not municipal, like I used to say.
Yeah, bowl.
Bowl.
No.
You have a bowl of cereal, and you go to Pamplona for the charging of the bowls.
There's something still wrong with what you're saying.
I don't know. It's my
bowl.
Broadcast quality voice.
I have trouble saying commitment. One of the words I have trouble
getting out of my mouth.
I'll try saying this one. It's kind of complicated. Heterosexual.
Well,
it's like having a fourth brother.
I consider Josh my little brother because I never had a little brother.
Yeah, we know.
I have two older brothers and a sister, but I'm the one that always got pounded.
I thought you did have a little brother.
No.
It was like a Kennedy situation, though. They sent him away or something?
Oh, lobotomized.
Josh, do you know what it's like when your dad makes a gay joke about you in front of your friends who are also 14? And then
I absolutely do, but yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That, I would get that so much. I'd be like, they're already calling me gay constantly. I don't need you doing it in front of them. That's not going to help my case at all.
You bullied your own kids?
Hey, look, my dad was very...
Never pass up an opportunity for a good joke, no matter who's...
Yes.
It's going to ruin...
And my dad had a very similar philosophy. He was a very tolerant man, of course, but he didn't often say gay, but he would do the... I haven't seen this in a long time. He would let his wrist go very low.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he'd look at somebody and go...
Yeah, right.
Do the
if
wrist.
If I said something like, oh, yeah, you know, I've got a show choir practice, he might look to somebody else and do the limp wrist.
Oh, well. That's beautiful.
We were doing prom photos, and everyone looks great in their tuxes.
And you all are dressed in white, I think?
No, it's not one of those. We're all just
right?
We're all in our dresses and our tuxes. And he goes, all right, everyone smile. And he goes, now hands up, very gay. And all the parents, about half the parents laughed. Two kind of, oh, gosh, what is that?
Right.
Trying to get everybody to chuckle.
It's a good photo.
That was like a mini focus group. Some people go, hey, go get him, Tom. And others go, this is horrible.
All right, okay, go on. Now, you brought in a friend of yours, I want to say in late February of this year.
Yeah, Tommy Brennan.
Yeah.
Tommy Brennan, and I just saw a couple days ago, he is going to be one of the new cast members of Saturday Night Live.
That's awesome. Everybody. He did it.
I'll tell you something funny about this. When I saw the article, I just went down the rabbit hole, and I noticed that in every picture of Tommy Brennan, he's wearing the same, tracksuit. Yeah, kind of
windbreaker.
Windbreaker, that's the word I'm looking for. And so I went and I looked in my phone, and we, when he was here, we took a picture with him.
Same windbreaker.
Same windbreaker. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. It's if you go to our social media, you can see the picture.
Maybe that's his comfort blanket.
No, I thought it was just kind of funny. I think it's it's. I'm sure he's decided that's his look.
Yeah.
And he just looks perfect for SNL.
But
he's a young guy, really good-looking guy.
No, hang on a second, Tom. You don't mean you think he might be poor?
He can't afford anything but the one jacket?
Is that possible? Just one shabby windbreaker?
You know, I hadn't thought of that possibility, but...
What do you think, Josh? Could he be poor?
I don't want to think of such a thing.
No, I certainly don't want to suspect that of anyone.
He's a very successful young comedian. He could
that'll be great.
He has his look.
He's got a look.
And we all have our look.
And evidently it's right. Poor.
Mm-hmm. I tend to dress the same in the same stuff pretty much every day.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, I'm with you. Whatever you say, Tom.
Oh, I know you've got your... Of course, you've got your nice jacket on today.
That's a great...
I thought we would hear a little bit of something from Tommy. Does that sound reasonable
to you? Yeah, boy.
Okay, here he is. He was in our... This is from February of this year. Tommy Brennan, we've learned a few things. You are from...
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Minnesota. You're 30, but you look 18. Interesting. Do you have a girlfriend? Are you married? What's going on over there?
I've got a girlfriend. Just hit a year.
All right.
You've got to get out of that.
Yeah. Hang in there. That second year's a bit.
Yeah. We're fighting a lot. So
okay.
We're going to make it. Yeah, it's good.
Call her woman a lot.
Okay.
And try this one. You're not a bitch. You're just acting like one. How about that?
Always say acting like.
I've thrown that out there.
Try that.
So that's helping.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great line that always works. Oh. Did you meet her in a traditional manner, or was this one of those internet online apps?
We met in real life.
Okay, good. That's good.
I think internet might be traditional now.
Sadly. Yeah. That's so weird.
Sadly. But Tommy, you met yours in real life, as you said.
Met mine in real life. I'd gotten off the apps. Yeah. I didn't like the dating apps. I saw my cousin on Tinder back in Minnesota. Yeah.
Nice. How was that date?
Well, yeah, it was good. The problem is we had to see each other in person then. And then she was like, I saw you. And she was like, what if I accidentally swiped right? I was like, we would have matched. You know, ball's in your court, Courtney. But, no, so I deleted Tinder after that. We met in real life, me and my...
At a bar?
My girlfriend. Family reunion. But... no, she's a comic as well. So,
oh, okay.
So we were friends for like 4 years. And then, started things up when I moved to New York.
Cool.
Yeah.
Does she fix your jokes for you?
I would say she's the inspiration for some.
Yeah. That's a good answer, Tom.
Yeah, we get in a fight, and then I walk away after I lose, and then I write it down. It's never worth winning the fight, you know? Yeah, have you ever won an argument against your girlfriend or wife and then been like, wow, the vibes in here are great? Yeah. I'm happy with my behavior.
She's crying. I'm calling my boys to celebrate. Yeah, I won this time.
She thinks all the points I made were really, really smart.
So. Yeah, there you go. Tommy Brennan, he's going to be on SNL.
Hell yeah, Tom.
Great.
Very cool.
So cool.
Yeah, very nice guy.
Never hear from him again.
Had he auditioned when he had been in here in February? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No. But I texted him. I was like, hey, man, congratulations. And then he did text back. It was a nice guy. Because I'm sure you're getting 1 million of these. Don't even feel the need to. He rules. I'm very happy.
Yeah, he is. He did reply, which is because he replied to me too.
Yeah, what did he say?
A new phone, who dis? But I, it's
very, very nice.
Who this is?
They have posted a picture of you in your cowboy hat from Picture Day
yesterday. Oh boy!
Look at that.
That picture is amazing.
That picture is amazing.
Are you kidding me with that?
Right,
Tom.
Who the hell is that guy?
That looks like Kevin Costner's double.
Is that for your book called Corralling Morons?
Oh, I like that title, Corralling the Morons.
And Paran Herding Cats.
God. Yeah. But has there ever been a hotter picture taken of Tom?
Nope.
Come on. Christy doesn't even know what to do with it.
I
shared it to my story and I just put my boss. I didn't even know what to write.
I have that mean look because I currently have a medical issue that's really putting me in a lot of pain. So if I look like I'm in pain, I am.
You look at that and you automatically think he's got a...
a ranch in Montana.
And 12 inches long. You know he is.
Well, I didn't think
you
that.
You can tell that from the picture?
He's got, yeah.
I mean, it looks like you're going to sell me some low T meds. Like, you just, oh, I want to be that guy.
Kelly's got to put that on her nightstand. Come
oh,
on.
Yeah, that won't happen.
That's a great
last,
photo, dude.
Last night, she had to go run out and do a bunch of stuff. Had to do an airport run and stuff. So I went to bed early because I'm not really feeling great. And I wake up in the middle of the night and I, oh, there she's right next to me. I'm not kidding. It's a large white golden retriever.
So did you stop kissing?
He's not supposed to be in the bed. Yeah. Yeah. He's a little, Mr. Fletch, like, what are you doing here? But I'm not in any condition to throw him off the bed. So I just go, okay, roll over and let her deal with it. Then I wake up this morning. There's me. There's Mr. Fletcher. And there's Kelly. So
that's
sweet. She decided, I'm too tired to deal with this, too. So. And then our 9-year-old girl was sleeping in the dog bed on the floor, and I'm not making any of that up.
Yeah, she loves that, doesn't she?
She loves that dog bed.
They have human dog beds.
Yeah, we bought a human dog bed.
Yeah.
And she keeps it up in her room, but when she drags it downstairs, brings it into our room.
It's wonderful.
And then if she's not in it, the dog is in it. But she, then occasionally they're both in it.
Mm-hmm. She's so, a weird little girl. She's very odd.
Yeah, I told you didn't hear about this scam. So
are the girls scamming you?
We're traveling over the weekend, and
this is brilliant.
Hart says to me, "What's a good name for a girl dog?" You know, I love naming stuff. Mm-hmm. So we were standing in line at the airport. I go, I got like a Kiki or a Koki, and then I ask who are your favorite TV people, and come up with all these names. And then she goes, "Oh yeah, I like that one, Daddy. Hey Mom, we're getting another dog." What?
Oh my gosh.
I didn't agree to that.
I was surprised that when you asked who are your favorite TV people, she wanted to name her dog Hannity. I mean, she's only 8.
she wants to start Fletcher and Friends at the house. She thinks it'll be fun late night.
I just hope there aren't kids out there that love that stuff.
Oh yeah, and yeah.
Wouldn't that be just awful?
Yeah,
you've spent your childhood watching Meet the Press.
Yes.
Oh God, let these kids go.
Yeah, have some fun for God's sake. Turn the TV off. Don't let them watch that. I don't care what your politics.
No, don't let them watch any politics.
Oh God,
let them enjoy it.
Let them have some fun. Dogs, sleds, skiing, anything.
I'm gonna do something I've never done before in my life.
A look at a man and not lust after him.
Apologize to a woman.
All right, we're on the board.
I'm going to say, now this isn't
See,
me. This is the format.
That's
yeah, okay.
Okay.
You say,
no, all's fair.
Wrap up leftovers. See, I don't.
This is all fair.
This is all. I don't know.
I was on the same.
I was going a different route, but still mean. Yeah. Apologize to a woman.
Yeah, huh? There you go. Yeah.
No, I've spent too much time doing it.
Christy, you have one?
Well, I was going to say not eat this last piece of pizza.
I see.
I see. All right.
I see.
All right.
I got one more. Yeah. It's very obvious. It's a hack, but go ahead. Now, what's the setup again?
I'm going to try something I've never done before in my life.
Watch a porno to the end?
Boy, those are. I get sleepy too. Do you?
These
get
were
sleepy?
All quite good.
Does anyone do that?
Psychos. Honestly, if you're watching it to the end, there's a problem with you.
That is true.
That does remind me of something.
Hmm.
I was talking to my 12-year-old about taking tests. Mm-hmm. This is kind of boring, but I'll try to make it quick. I will never forget this one exam where I was sitting. It was in Mr. Marks's room.
Oh God.
In junior high school, and they passed out this test. And, you know, I sat down and it was kind of a surprise thing and I was really concerned about it. And the first question was, be sure to read the entire test before. And I, of course, didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there frantically filling it out. And I kept seeing people walking up and handing him the test. And, of course, if you read the whole thing, the last thing was, don't fill this out, just bring it up to the front. And that was always a lesson for me. If it says, maybe if you follow the instructions.
Yes.
And to this day, as you know, if you know me, I never follow instructions. And
nope.
I never read manuals.
Nope.
And,
you didn't learn a damn thing.
No, I didn't. I keep reminding myself, why don't I remember to do that?
I have a follow-up. This was the hurry-up version of your story?
Yes, you're welcome. It's a lesson, though, to be learned.
So anyway, Josh, what are you going to do that you've never done before in your life?
Oh, I was going to dunk this toast into my coffee.
Wait a second. Are you sure you're ready for that?
I think I'm ready.
Yeah?
I mean, I've been waiting 47 years.
He's been talking about this piece of toast for an hour.
It's been an excellent piece of toast.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Now, you haven't had that piece of toast in your hand for an hour, have you?
Kinda.
He toasted it about an hour.
Yeah.
This is the longest time food has survived in front of you in ages.
It's gotten a little stiff, I'll be honest. So I thought, oh, maybe I'll soften it up here with coffee. So
Okay.
I'm dunking.
You're crazy.
Right? Not many people do this.
No, it's awful. It's nuts. You're ruining it.
Yeah, you're getting crumbs in your coffee.
You're ruining it.
Yeah, there's no reason to do this. Yes.
No. It's awful.
Now you've ruined your toast and your coffee.
Yeah.
It's like crunchy and soggy.
At the same time.
Yes.
It's a texture nightmare?
It was a real mistake. Yeah. We now know.
What is your favorite breakfast, Christy?
My favorite breakfast.
You go out, you can order anything you want. Oh, can I guess?
Yeah.
A piece of avocado toast.
And it really is good, though.
It is good, but that wouldn't be it.
Toasted slightly. And a virgin avocado.
He is being mean, but one time I walked in here, you were eating 3 raisinettes on a piece of paper.
Oh, I always have 4 raisins. I only take 4 at a time.
Oh, 4? What a pig. 4 raisinettes. That's going to take an hour at the gym.
2 eggs over easy, sourdough toast, and bacon.
Nice.
And hash browned.
Crispy
and
bacon?
Hash brown casserole. I kind of like mine a little limper.
No, that's the wrong way to order.
I don't like crispy bacon.
Josh, your favorite breakfast?
I'm going to say scrambled eggs, 2 pieces of bacon, 2 sausage links.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And
side of deep dish pizza.
That's so mean. That's so mean.
4 biscuits.
Two biscuits with gravy.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Some home fries.
Good choice.
And then a piece of French toast stacked on a pancake, stacked on a waffle.
Whoa. Wow, that's good.
I had no idea. I rediscovered, maybe think of you, Tom, I rediscovered waffles over the weekend. I was so excited.
Oh,
really? I got a really great waffle.
Belgian and waffle? Real
yeah,
thick one?
Real thick one, over easy, 2 eggs over easy, yeah. And crispy bacon, man. It was the best.
Yeah, it's nice to rediscover something.
Yeah.
It is.
Off the air, I was just saying I'd had a toast for the first time in months. Over the weekend, this is great.
I should
do this all the time.
You know it really can be a treat.
Oh, you know nice. How to live, don't you?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. On your toaster, now, do you have to push a lever down to get your toast to toast?
No, I have a toaster oven.
What do you mean?
Conventional oven.
You don't have
air
to push
fryer.
A lever down?
No, I just put the toast in and it lowers it by itself.
Oh. I don't have a toaster.
Can you adjust like how toasted it is on your phone?
Oh my God.
Our culture needed that. Yeah, thank God I can take my phone to help me make my toast.
Oh, you don't have one.
Is there? Let me ask you this: is there a password for your toaster?
Well, if you count the password to my Wi-Fi, yes.
Okay,
that's incredible, dude.
Yeah, you just
you have a Wi-Fi enabled toaster.
Well, yeah, it's 2025. It's hammer time. Damn right.
Okay.
Come on. Yeah, you got to get on this. Every piece of toast is perfect.
I've never made toast.
I
want to
hear about
my
it.
House.
You've
bagel.
Never made, whoa.
Never burned a piece of toast.
I know. I don't
never
have.
Never made toast at your house.
Never.
Toast is toast like coffee? It's out there?
Yeah.
Do you own a toaster?
Probably, but is there a toaster in my house?
No. Remember one time we wanted to make toaster strudel, and then we didn't have a toaster, and I made it in the microwave, and then my friend Eric beat me up, and then you walked in the kitchen, and he was beating me up because we didn't have a toaster.
Oh, my God.
Because we didn't have a toaster.
Yeah. It was a really specific injury.
Wait a minute. Are you in a gang?
Me and him were kind of goofing around.
Do you have a toaster
around.
Oven?
Hey, let me ask you something. You know, last time I was here, you didn't have a toaster. Did you learn anything?
No, you guys convinced me, and I've got one of those air
fryers.
Air fryer. That's great. I love
it. You don't have a toaster oven.
I doubt it. I don't know. I never looked around.
Huh.
But that's nice. Everybody's had their
what
nice
kind
breakfast.
Of toaster? I want to know what kind of toaster.
I'd rather not say on the air.
Tom, are you a biscuits and gravy man?
No.
Interesting.
Now, do you look down on biscuits and gravy? Do you consider that pedestrian? Do you consider that white trash?
No, but I mean, if you eat biscuits and gravy, when you look down, you can't see your penis because you're so fat.
No.
Well, I don't think that's
ever enters into
it. It can be a special treat.
Yeah, I mean, like once a year maybe. But
Someplace had the Lumberjack breakfast, and I would order it all the time. I forget what it was but it was called the Lumberjack, and I would get it, and it was just a ton of... It was essentially a breakfast buffet served to you, and I would get it, and then I went, you know, this meal is appropriate for a Lumberjack. I'm not doing... My problem is I'm not doing any of the Lumberjack things during the rest of my day, and so it's just... I'm just saving it all in my body.
You're not even chopping one tree down. No. Save a whole forest.
I'm not like swinging anything.
Yeah. Well,
swinging syrup over some pancakes, making sure you get a good glaze on top of there.
No, I can't. I've had it with the password thing. If your toaster needs a password, I'm out. Everything needs a password.
I can't stand it. I will eventually own this toaster. I love toasting things.
Don't you have the hot dog toaster?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, explain and how that works.
People, it has two slots for buns, and then it has four slots. Maybe it's just, I forget, but it has some cylindrical slots.
For the hot dogs, do they fit in vertically?
Yes. Yeah. 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 Like, and you'd be surprised. They don't drip, really. They don't, everything's good.
Wow. So, that probably impresses the ladies.
They are often, I take them home. My hot dog toaster seals the deal.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it does the heavy lifting.
And it does match. I'm sure there's like three hot dogs and three bun holders. I assume it's not unlike.
You know, sometimes the buns don't match up with the hot dog.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Searching for an inside look at the people, stories, and passion that fuel the state of soccer in America?
Who's going to be the key man for the U.S. men's national team?
First and foremost, they need to win.
There's something so fun about being the underdog.
You're playing with house money almost.
But what does this success mean for the future of U.S. soccer?
Ooh, you're getting deep now.
This is where soccer will come to life.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.